Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
It's not another Buffalo podcast. The bi-weekly show hosted by three of the most underqualified sports personalities this side of the canal. With John.
Absolutely
Joe Flacco
not.
Has a Super
Joe
Bowl
Flacco!
MVP.
Look at the stats, dog.
Pat.
He has a Super Bowl MVP.
Look at the stats.
And Rando.
Your argument said that Matt Ryan went to a Super Bowl. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl.
Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl. And then people were like, Joe Flacco elite.
On Buffalo Rumblings.
All right, welcome back to Not Another Buffalo Podcast. I'm John. I'm here with my buddy Brando here on a Wednesday evening, making some game picks, doing some Brando's bets. This is the Buffalo Rumblings Podcast. You can find us on all platforms at Not Buff Podcast. And want to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Small City Real Estate. If you're looking to buy, sell, or manage property in Western New York, you got to call Zach Corzilius at Small City Real Estate. Again, if you're buying, selling, or looking into property management in Western New York, give Zach a call, 585-409-1088. This episode is also brought to you by the J-Corps Agency for all your insurance needs. So, Brando, here on this Wednesday evening, big game coming up this weekend for the Bills against the Chiefs. It is the 425 window, I believe,
yes.
For you Eastern
yes,
time zone folks. So, likely Jim Nance and Tony Romo on the call
again.
We did get the referee assignments for this. Isn't it Carl Cheffers?
Oh God. I hope that I didn't look. And
that's
I
like the second worst. That's like the second worst choice, right?
Yes. I don't like Mr.
That's the general
Cheffers.
Consensus. Cheffers.
Yeah. He calls more holdings than any other ref in the NFL. And generally it's for the away team. It's like 55% compared to the league average, like 53% or something.
That's really, really not good. Especially when you're going up against Travis Kelce, who you got to usually body up a little bit. And Kansas City's pretty good at getting away with holding on Bills receivers. So maybe that helps a little bit. Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to look at the bright side here, but
I keep thinking about the conversation Travis had on his podcast about the teams that play him. They always wear red gloves so they can get away with the hold. Did you hear this clip?
Yeah, I think also, was Julian Edelman in on this clip at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And they used to talk about how if you're playing defense, you always wear the color of the opposing team
and
so
that
you
was
don't see the holds as easily.
That was a Bill Belichick thing. Crazy, right? So
I know.
We'll probably see
smart.
some white gloves from Kansas City players and some red gloves from the Bills players. Because red doesn't, you know, if the Bills are going stormtroopers, which every time they go to Kansas City, because they're always in Kansas City, the Chiefs never come here because we always go there, even in the playoffs, because Pat Mahomes never played in a away playoff game. But they always wear whites. So is it white on white, white on blue? We'll find out.
You know what the other depressing part about that is too, is Kansas City would be scheduled to come to Buffalo next year if they finished in the same place in their division. But that looks like that might not be the likeliest scenario if Buffalo doesn't win their division and Kansas City wins theirs.
We could get the Broncos again.
You could get the second place schedule, which would I wouldn't mind that for next year. So,
John, a couple things. Just a couple good things. Quarterback matchups. This could be a big swing game for MVP votes, right? Mahomes is not having as great of a season as Allen is. I think it's remarkable in the amount of touchdowns that he has. I think Allen has 10 more total touchdowns, but the yards are interesting. Allen has a better completion percentage. He has more passing yards, more passing touchdowns, 3 more interceptions, sacked twice less. This is an interesting stat. Mahomes has 331 rushing yards. Allen has 342. So he's only got 10 more rushing yards than Pat Mahomes, but the touchdowns, Allen has 9 on the ground. He needs one more to break his career high. And Mahomes has 0. So if you count, Allen has 33 touchdowns total and Mahomes only has 22. So
interesting. So he has more passing touchdowns too.
Correct.
Josh does.
24 to 22.
Interesting.
So
anyway, and obviously everyone's discussions are in the NFC for MVP, you know, a lot of Dak Prescott and Jalen Hurts stuff. So that's the other matchup that you're probably talking about for MVP implications this week, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a huge swing, right? If you see Dak kind of, you know, take control of this game, his stock's going to go through the roof, right? But he could crumble. You never know with the Cowboys. You don't know what you're going to get. If Allen can win out and make the playoffs, I think he's in. That's his MVP.
That's why, I mean, what is Josh Allen? Plus 2,000 for NFL MVP?
It's worth a flyer.
Like that right now?
It's totally worth a flyer bet on him, I think. If you got a $5 free bet.
I
want to
say
it's like,
I want to say it was plus 2,000 last I checked. But let me see if I can pull up DraftKings here on my computer.
1,800.
Plus 1,800?
Yeah. All right.
Still worth it, in my opinion. Yeah. That's $100 wins $100 or $1,800 there. So
wouldn't that be... Yeah, 1,800. So I was going to say 18,000.
No, we'd be betting $10 on that right now before we finish the episode.
I think it's worth it, man. I just think it's worth it. So
worth a little bit.
I would love to see Allen best Mahomes again. They had their number in the regular season. So we talked about it before, right? Allen's kind of yeehaw and dribbling a basketball. He might play down here, might play up here. But I mean, it's funny because we've seen Allen down here a lot this season. The Jets game, these interceptions that he throws, and he's still statistically better than Mahomes this year. So, you know, maybe say what you want about him, but maybe that dribble's a little more honed in a little bit, right? Maybe the law of averages, right? The peak and the valley. What is that called? The curve?
Bell curve.
The bell curve lines might be a little smaller now for Allen, Mr. Wildman. But
math with Brando here. Let's get the smart board out.
Well, they say teachers should know how to do bell curves, and those people don't teach children under the age of 7. So I don't have to do much bell curves in my career. But we did have to learn about it, and I remember doing it in the statistics class.
That's true.
It's been a while.
All right. Are you ready to make some game picks here?
I am ready to make some game picks.
Time for the guys to pick their picks in the Pick Six Pick'ems.
All right. So first up on the docket, we have Indy at Cincinnati. These are obviously two teams in the playoff picture right now. Do you want to pull up the standings right now, and then we can give seeds for these teams as they stand for context?
Yeah, actually, let's see. I got for the Colts, they're in the 7th seed right now. Houston's in the 8th seed, Broncos in the 9th seed.
Since he would have hopped the Bills in the standings at 6-6, correct? Because they would have the head-to-head.
Yeah, I believe that would be the case. So let's count here. I hate how they do this. It's such a pain. Like, I don't want divisions. I typed AFC, NFL, conference, standings. They gave me the divisions. So we got Miami 1, Baltimore 2, Kansas City 3, Jacksonville 4, Pittsburgh 5, Indy 6, Cleveland 7, Houston 8, Denver 9, Buffalo 10, Cincy 11, Chargers 12, Raiders 13.
That is interesting. I am on ESPN right now, and I went to NFL standings by conference, and Cleveland and Indy are switched.
That's funny.
7-5. So the tiebreaker must be different, but this is also sorted by win percentage. I can't tell. Anyway,
I'm on NFL.com. That's what they have.
Yeah. Well, I would trust NFL.com a little bit more. But anyway, does that have the Bills as the 11 seed right now?
10.
Okay. Well, I trust that a little bit more than what I'm looking at right now. But yes, your 10 seed Buffalo Bills at this point. So that matchup we were just talking about, Indy at Cincinnati. Cincinnati is the 9 right now, and Indy is the 7.
I got Cincy at 11.
Oh, Cincy at 11.
And Indy
at 6.
That's
weird. Okay. Well, we'll check in on that because there's conflicting sources on that right now. I feel like Cincy would have the tiebreaker over the Bills since they're head to head, but maybe there's something else going on there. Weird. Anyway,
they have a worse conference record than we do. They're 2-6 in the AFC. We're 3-5 in the AFC.
So I guess it just depends on if it's head to head is the first tiebreaker. I think it is. It has to be. And the conference record would be the second one.
That's weird.
But NFL. Anyway, who you got in that game? Indy is favored by 1.
Gardner Minshew. But I read something interesting about the Colts. They're getting their nose tackle back. They're starting nose tackle who was suspended, Grover Stewart. And the stat that I found interesting was without him, they're giving up almost 5 yards per carry, 4.7 and 153 yards per game. And with him, the Colts give up 3.7 yards and 113 yards per game. And with Jake Browning in there, they're going to need to have a balanced attack. John said it earlier, so I'm not going to take credit for what he said. But maybe Zach Taylor is getting a little coming out party here. And maybe you see Browning putting up some numbers like Burrow. And then the conversation switches to maybe Joe Burrow is a system quarterback. Blasphemy, right?
Yeah. We'll see. Take us too seriously, guys. Don't be hitting us up on Twitter for sarcastic comments like that.
But I'm taking the Colts.
I watched the entire game from Cincy Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And how about Cincy showing some life after losing their quarterback? And Jake Browning had like 159 pass yards halfway through like the second quarter.
Yeah.
And like 9 point some odd yards per completion. I was amazed. So I guess it helps when you have three dominant receivers. So I could see this being a high scoring game. Yeah. Like Indy plays a lot of those. And since he shows that they can put up points and yards and all that stuff. So I'm actually going to take Cincy in this matchup. Okay. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. I don't think a team is ever due to lose one, but Indy's on kind of a hot streak here. I feel like they're playing a little bit above their ceiling. And Cincy's got some new mojo here now that they've figured out that they can win without Joe Burrow. So give me Cincy in that spot.
I don't care what anybody says. If you or I were being coached by Zach Taylor and had Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd, and T. Higgins to throw the ball to, I think we would get some yards.
That's true.
Zach Taylor.
I mean, it really is just like
Chase on the out route.
You know? Exactly. Yeah. Zach Taylor doesn't have to be a genius to get good production out of three really good wide receivers.
Yeah.
Anyway, next up, we got Jacksonville at Cleveland. Jacksonville will be without Trevor Lawrence for this game, I believe. Right.
Yep.
Is that confirmed?
Yep.
I think that's kind of the assumption.
A few weeks. At least
right,
two.
At least. Yeah. Yeah. So nothing season ending, I don't think. But yeah, out for a little bit here. So Cleveland, because of that, is favored by 3.5. So how do you feel about that spread?
I don't like the half point hook, but the inexperience at quarterback is going to allow Cleveland's defense to feast. Miles Garrett, if you're a betting man, mark him down for some points here. Mark him down for a sack. Mark him down for half a sack. Whatever his line is, I would take it. Because these young, inexperienced backup quarterbacks, they hold the ball. It's not like Joe Flacco stepping in behind Trevor Lawrence. It's somebody.
CJ Beathard, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Beathard.
He might not be that young, but still.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm honestly, like, I'm thinking along the same lines as you are. Yeah. I have Cleveland written down for this for that same reason. Even favored by 3.5, again, it's going to be a defensive game.
Yeah.
I feel like there's not going to be a lot of points, but give me Cleveland in that. Next up, we have Denver going to LA to play the Chargers. The Chargers are favored by 2.5 points after defeating New England in a barn burner 6-0 rain game last week. Do you want me to go first for this one?
Yes, I would like you.
This was a tough pick. Justin Herbert, you can never bet against his production, but Denver's on a little bit of a skid here. I think they're kind of coming back down to where we thought they were going to be. But despite that, I think Denver has a better defense than the Chargers do.
Yeah.
So give me Denver in the spot, but this just screams a 20-14 game or something that's not particularly high scoring. So I'd be more confident betting the under in this game, but give me Denver.
It's interesting because Denver was hot and now they lost, but they were in that game. They could have beat Houston, right? They played Houston.
Yeah.
And yep. Houston held on. Right at the very end, they scored. CJ Stroud just leaving it all out there on the field. But I'm taking the Chargers. I don't know how they scored 6 points against Bill Belichick. It's just I think it's an indictment on Brandon Staley more than anything because they have the talent.
I mean, everything is this season for the Chargers.
Hey, don't judge him and his scheme, though. It's fine. That's what they're going to play. Right. That was his quote. But
yeah,
Keenan Allen needs to be healthy. He's got 102 receptions on 140 targets, I think, maybe 130 targets, 1,100 yards. He needs to play. If they're healthy, I think they would handle this game pretty easily. But Eckler's not himself. He hit that wall that everybody says he wasn't going to hit because he's a workout freak, but he's only got 400 something yards this year. I mean, what, he was a freak last year. So
right.
I'm going to take the Chargers here begrudgingly. It could be close, but I'm betting on Justin Herbert to overcome his poor coaching.
Nice. All right, next up, we have a pretty sizable spread, but it has playoff implications, so we put it on the docket. Tennessee going down to play Miami. I think this is Monday Night Football.
Yes,
actually.
It is. Yes, it is.
So Miami -13. What say you?
Miami. minus 20. No, I don't know. We'll see how Derrick Henry stays in the game if they're able to keep it going. But Will Levis is just, I don't like him, man. I keep saying it.
I know you don't,
just don't like Will Levis. I don't think he's any good. It was cool to see. Well, I guess it's not cool to see, but the sideline conversation between Hopkins and Levis, Will Levis gave it to Hopkins, which I thought was a little bit respectable. Hopkins ran the wrong route or something, and Will Levis went at Hopkins. So that's kind of ballsy to do to an all-pro receiver, but right. You know, in Miami, they're too good. Miami's winning this game.
I'm with you on that one. I don't know if I said that already, but next up, the Rams are going to Baltimore. Baltimore is favored by 7 in this one. So this is a nice little cross-conference matchup that, I mean, I guess Baltimore is not really in sights for the Bills. They're pretty much, you know, they're thinking about the one seed right now. Yep. So not too consequential to Bills playoff odds, but NFC win against an AFC opponent always seems to help in some way, shape, or form. But what do you think about this spread? Baltimore is favored by 7.
It's an interesting spread. I think the Rams are not getting enough respect here, specifically Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford.
In this spread, you think the Rams are being disrespected?
7 points, dude. What have the Rams gotten blown out once this year?
Oh yeah. Oh, for sure.
With Stafford playing.
I don't know. Look at the Rams scheduled right now. I bet you they have at least once.
Let's find out. I would probably agree with you that it has happened maybe once, but Matt Stafford keeps teams in games. It doesn't matter if it's garbage time. Okay. Interesting. One loss. That's bad. Okay. Win 30-13, loss to the Niners, 30-23, loss to the Bengals, 19-16. I'll just read the losses. Eagles lost 23-14. Cowboys would be their biggest loss, 43-20. Packers 20-3 without Stafford. And then they won, well, they're on a winning streak right now. They have won 3 in a row. They have put up 37 and 36 points in the last 2 games. So I'm going to take the Rams and the points here. My boy, okay. Matt Stafford.
I was going to say, you. If you were about to take Baltimore, you can't complain about the spread at all.
No, I'm taking the Rams.
Okay.
I'm not going to be like Pat McAfee and do the Rams chant, whatever they have in LA, and then pick the Ravens. But I don't know if you saw that. Did you see that clip at all?
I did not see that. McAfee's, I didn't even know the Rams had a chant.
I don't know if they do either. But on College Game Day, Pat McAfee screaming on set the Georgia Bulldogs fight song, and everybody's saying it with him. And out of nowhere, and then he's like, I'm taking Alabama. And that's everybody so starts freaking out. But I'm taking the Rams.
All right. I'm going to take Baltimore on that one. I'm good with a 7-point spread.
All right.
I guess we'll see if I pay for it. But anyway, next up, Buffalo at Kansas City. Obviously, we all know Kansas City is favored in this one. I have it written down as 2.5 because that's what the spread was when we wrote this down. That spread has since been betted down to -1.5. So good job for you Buffalo bettors out there. You changed the market for everybody. But we're keeping it at 2.5 because you know me. Give me Buffalo or give me death. I have to pick them on the game picks no matter what. And I'm going to take as many points as, you know, available. Morals will allow me. So Buffalo -2.5 or Buffalo +2.5 for me on that one. But Brandon.
Yeah, me too. I'd take them even straight up. I'd probably even give Kansas City 2 points. Ooh. If you want to do the alt spread. Ooh. But I think they're going to win this game. It's the offense is Kansas City has an elite defense, but Josh Allen carves up good defenses. It's been what he's done his whole career, except for the first game of the season against the Jets, which we'll just leave out of the referencing.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't count. Not a game.
Yeah, they're going to do it. They're going
to
win.
I feel good about it too. Also, to recap last week, which again, I forgot to do, surprise, right? We had a pretty good week across the board, only 5 losses between all of us. So Brando, you and Pat went 4-2.
All right.
And I went 5-1. Ooh. The only pick we had different, we all lost Jacksonville and Cincinnati. Stupid. We all picked Jacksonville. Yep. And I had Houston over Denver, and you guys both had Denver. So that was the difference in that one.
Okay.
So that brings our total records to Pat is 41-37. I'm 40-38, 1 game back. And Brando, you are 43-35. So look at all of us confidently above 500 picking spreads in this economy. It has definitely had some upturn lately. So,
let's go.
A lot of green on the spreadsheet.
We're beating Vegas.
I know. Well, let's speaking of beating Vegas here.
Great, great transition, John. Great transition. We are smashing Vegas in the mouth with haymakers.
Let's do it again this week, but we got to get a break in here first before Brando's bets. So stick with us. We'll be right back with another hopefully winning bet to continue our win streak here. So stick around after the break. We'll be right back.
Can you believe we're this deep into the NFL season? We got to make every second count. With DraftKings Sportsbook, you can make the most out of every single game day. Bet on your favorite teams for a shot at winning big bucks. New customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets for betting $5 on any matchups. Now you can take a look at these lines. We just gave you our picks on the game lines. You can pick whoever you want. You want to mess with the alt lines. You want to take the Bills and the points. You want to give up some points to get some better odds. You get to decide. So whatever you do, get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now and use code NABP. New customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5 on the NFL. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code NABP. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY, which is 467-369. In West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Please play responsibly. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resorts, must be 21 or older in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Time for Brando's Bets.
Not financial advice. Please gamble responsibly.
And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages over 21, Brando's Bets is about to push for over. Well, we would be 500, right? We would get to 500. We're not over 500 yet.
Yes.
Soon.
Yes.
Soon, ladies and gentlemen.
He had me pumped up and it all just deflated right there.
Sorry. We'll stay pumped up because we are pushing to be 7-7. Last week, check that green check mark. Love to see that. And we are going to go right back to another two-team parlay. I like these lines. The best part about this one is John and I told him we were looking at bets. He was texting me and I had the DraftKings app pulled up and I was looking at points. And you know, I love looking at the Lions because they're good and they're profitable this year. I was looking at the Dolphins a little bit and I was looking at the Bills. But we put together a parlay here. The Buffalo Bills over 16.5. They're going to do that in their sleep against this Kansas City team, especially with Joe Brady and Josh Allen at the helm. Then you look at the Detroit Lions. They lit up the Bears earlier in the year. They're going to continue their NFC North dominance. Words you never thought you would hear me say. The Detroit Lions dominating the NFC North outside the Packers loss on Thanksgiving. So we'll just forget that happened. But
where they still put up 22 points, by the way. So
the Lions' offensive dominance with Jared Goff can continue here. So we're looking at over 20.5 for the Lions against the Bears. When you parlay those two, combine them together, you get a two-leg parlay. It comes out to be minus 116. So you can make some money here for something I think is very likely to happen. It's not quite plus money, but it's pretty close. And anything
pretty close to even odds. Yeah,
pretty close to even odds. And again, it's not financial advice, but I do it. And John has both have skin in the game for this one. And if you want a bonus bet, you know, we do the little bonuses from time to time. You can throw the Dolphins in over 20 points. What is it? 20.5?
20.5, yeah.
Yeah, and it boosts the parlay to, what is it, plus 119?
Yes.
So
yeah, so then if you want to get in plus odds, just add a little minus 550 leg. And pretty confident the Dolphins are going to be able to score over 20.5 points at home against the Titans.
Maybe even in the first half.
So yeah, I mean, it's very, very possible.
So
I'm looking at the Lions totals this year And there's only been, I think I can find two or three games where they have less than those point totals. And that was against a Ravens defense. They put up 20 against the Buccaneers. That was really the only one besides that. You know, their point totals in the last few weeks, you're looking at 33, 22, 31, 41, 26, 42, 34. So they're a team that can put up points, and against the Chicago Bears defense, I'm pretty confident that they're going to do it this week. And the Bills over 16.5 points, that's just two touchdowns and a field goal. And I feel like we could see that in the first half from this Bills offense. If you want a good bet, bet something that you think could hit in the first half of games.
And then feel a lot better about it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's nothing better than a first half cash. So yep. I like this bet this week. So let's get to 7-7, get back on track, go on a run just like the Bills, and we'll make the the imaginary betting playoffs here. So
I've a couple things here for you just for fun at the end.
Sure.
Friend of the show, Sam, she's going to Miami for the Dolphins game. And I was looking around the NFL. I've been to Cleveland for a game. You know, if the Bills are away or they are on a bye week, I like to go to other stadiums. I've been to the Browns, been to Detroit. So I'd like to keep those lists going. So I was looking and I clicked on the NFL schedule on ESPN, and they have this cool thing that shows ticket prices here, and it shows tickets as low as blank. So it shows the lowest price ticket available. And I have every game here in the NFL. John, I want you to try to guess the lowest ticket in the NFL this week and the highest ticket in the NFL this week.
Okay, so I have to pull up the games, but I don't want to see what you're looking at, so I can't pull them up on
ESPN.
Go
to DraftKings and look at the NFL homepage, and you can see the games.
Okay, that's a good idea.
That's how I do it. And you can see who plays at who, because that kind of makes a difference. I thought this was interesting. And I will tell you, just as a tip, the Bills and Chiefs...
Is not one of them,
but they're the fourth highest in the league.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and guess that the most expensive one is at Jerry World. Eagles at Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. That's got to be the highest.
It is not the highest.
What?
There are two more that are higher. One of them is higher by $3, and one of them is higher by $8. Again, they have a lot of standing room in the Cowboys stadium. I don't know if you've ever seen... I saw
Jerry
a clip
World.
From Jerry World when they open the gates. People sprint to get to the standing room seats, because if you get a good standing room seat and you have a nice view, but you can't leave it and you have to stay there for the whole game.
That's crazy. You see those videos of Jerry World where it looks like Black Friday at Walmart.
Yes.
Where they're
yes.
opening up the doors. Crazy.
So the price for a standing seat for this game is $168.
For the one you're talking about or Jerry World?
Jerry
Interesting.
World.
Interesting. All right, let's look here. Why do I feel like... let's try to guess the cheaper one here. I'm going to say the lowest price ticket is going to be Texans at Jets.
That is close. That's the third lowest ticket at $18 per ticket to go see MetLife Stadium where the Jets play and everybody gets hurt. So
yeah, wouldn't
that's
they
funny.
Make more money if they just made that into a Spirit Halloween or something like that?
That's funny. So $18. The cheapest ticket's $14.
$14. I mean, I gotta think that Miami's middle of the pack here this week because it is a primetime game. Usually those seats aren't full. And
they're in the upper tier. It's $93 for them.
Okay, that makes sense. It's Monday Night Football.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the other Monday Night matchup, where
yeah, is that one? Is that a cheap one?
That's also at MetLife. Packers at Giants, and that's correct. Only $30, but it's double okay. the price of the Jets.
Right, because it's yeah. a night game.
Yeah,
you know, it's prime time. Whatever.
Packers fans will go to that.
All right, I'm gonna go Seahawks 49ers as the other most expensive one. A lot of people in that region would travel for that game.
That's the second most expensive game.
All right, we're getting closer.
In at $171 for the cheapest ticket. Again, these are all without fees, so you're probably pushing $200 a pop for that.
Man, I can't imagine that Detroit Chicago is the cheapest one because enough Detroit fans might travel for that game.
Detroit tickets are ridiculously expensive, and
Chicago, the game is in Chicago.
Soldier Field is worth seeing, right? It's right. worth getting out to. That's $99 for a ticket in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, that follows the logic that I was thinking about. Yep. All right, let's see. Patriots at Steelers. That's a clunker, but it is Thursday Night Football. So
$32. Super
$32.
Yeah.
Okay. But not the lowest here. Man, this is really taking a second. Sorry,
okay,
guys.
Tip for you. The cheapest one on the record for this week is two backup quarterbacks going at it.
Okay, you got to be Jacksonville, Cleveland. Then,
Jacksonville
huh?
at Cleveland comes in at $14 per ticket. Okay. Again, these December games, they're cold. The team's not great, but it is two good teams there. So
they're both in playoff contention yeah. too. You'd expect the cheaper games to be like totally inconsequential, cold. Why would yeah. I get out of my house for this game?
So that's the cheapest. The next one's only a dollar more, and it's Carolina at New Orleans. So that one's $15.
All right, so we're still looking for the most expensive game.
Think not really a football town, but more of a sports city. Kind of an event to go to. If you go to this city, you can see the new stadium.
All right, so it's Vikings Raiders.
Yep, and that's $176 a ticket.
Yeah, so that's one of those stadiums that the price to get in is just really high because the stadium's really cool.
And you get a lot of people taking weekend trips, and it's just something to do while they're there, right?
Right, right. Interesting. Good job. That was good trivia. That took me freaking forever. We talked about just about every game on the slate there.
That's interesting. I find ticket prices interesting.
So. It takes a lot to get out and go to a game. Like I remember in college once, you know, I'm here in Nashville. When I was going to college, I was living pretty close to downtown. So, you know, it's like a 10-minute drive to the stadium. And there was a Monday night football matchup when the Titans were irrelevant and the Steelers were irrelevant. And it was probably 22 degrees outside. So tickets for that game were like less than $7 or something like that. And I almost did it, but it still wasn't enough to make me go, yeah, I'm going to go sit out in the cold and watch this, you know, two teams that I don't love. So
it is, you know, when I got the tickets for the 13-second game, I bought them the second the Bills beat the Patriots almost instantly. And I had them pulled up. They were like $70. And then I closed the app out and I reloaded the app and they were up to $88. So I bought it right there. And then I closed the app and I opened it again and it was $140. So they just, they went way up. And then the funniest ones are the Bills games. You pay so much out the nose when they're selling tickets in September and August and October, and then you get to a game in December and it's 10 degrees outside. Nobody wants to go. They're selling tickets for $20 a pop. So that's kind of nice. But
yeah. So. Well, sweet. I'm excited for this matchup. It's going to be stressful as heck. Hopefully they blow them out so we can all sleep a little bit on Sunday night and even really want to watch Sunday Night Football, because if they lose this game, I know they're not out of the playoff picture, but it's going to be tough to watch football after this. It gets real tough to watch football after the Bills lose. Kind of ruins your weekend a little bit.
Much more confident about this game than I am about
football. All right. Well, that's good. Yeah. So, and they should have won there. So feeling good about it. Bills are making the playoffs, marking it down.
I hope. I don't think so, but I hope.
I think they're going to make it. I really do. I think the odds are going to look a lot better after this weekend anyway. Like they might hop up to, I wonder how high their odds could get after this weekend.
I want to say I read it goes from 22 to 32% and 22 to 14% if they lose, win versus loss.
Gotcha. Well, maybe I'll tweet some screenshots of the New York Times playoff machine so I can play with it here. We're a little over time here, but you guys know where to find us on Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff, at Not Buff Podcast. We'll be back next week breaking down this game, making some more game picks for the next week, and you know, all the general shenanigans that we do on the show. So stick with us. And by the way, also just counting down to our 200th episode here.
We gotta be close.
Episode 195.
Okay. So, couple weeks
getting there. Maybe we should live stream episode 200 and then just do one live stream and then be done with it, and then we'll just have like one live stream. So
works for me.
Maybe look forward to that. We'll have to figure out what week it'll be.
Yeah,
but hopefully the Bills are in playoff contention
still, right? We're not talking about our draft pick.
Yeah, so oh god. Anyway, we'll be back next week. Go Bills. You guys know the drill.
Go Bills.